AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A state of emergency has been declared in Florida as Tropical Storm Erica batters the Caribbean and heads toward the U.S. mainland. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We already have 30 members of the National Guard. They're pre-positioning. Adjutant General has 8,000 individuals that he's in a position to mobilize to the extent we needed.
The storm is now about 65 miles from the Dominican Republic and should hit Florida on Monday. In the Caribbean, Erica has been blamed for 4 deaths, and a number of people are still missing following mudslides on the island of Dominica. It was 10 years ago that New Orleans was devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Today, former President George W. Bush returned to a city that has been rebuilt and is thriving.
The darkness from a decade ago has lifted. The Crescent City has risen again, and its best days lie ahead.
Bush spoke at a ceremony at Warren Easton Charter High School, which was severely damaged in that storm. A red flag warning has been posted for the fires near Okanagan, Washington, where weather conditions have the potential to spread those flames. An area nearly the size of Rhode Island has burned in that state. A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of the Obama administration in a dispute over the National Security Agency's bulk collection of telephone data on hundreds of millions of Americans. The Court of Appeals reversed a lower court ruling that had said the program likely violates the Constitution. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says there are too many guns in America. Today, he visited the TV station that is still in mourning over the murder of a reporter and a cameraman earlier this week. Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer says economic data and market developments in the next couple of weeks will likely determine whether the Fed boosts interest rates next month. He says before the recent turbulence in the markets, there was a strong case for boosting those rates. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down just 39 points. This is AP Radio News. Foreign policy is a leading topic on the campaign trail today. In South Carolina, Republican presidential candidate Senator Marco Rubio is laying out his policies.
My goals will be to restore our national security and to defend our strategic interests, protect our economic well-being, and also advance the cause of freedom and human rights around the world.
In particular, he is calling for a stronger position against China. Meantime, at the Democratic National Committee summer meeting in Minneapolis, candidates are making appeals to their party for support. Lincoln Chafee today called for support for the Iran nuclear deal because it promotes an international approach to solving world problems.
It's so important to get this passed, not only because it stops Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, but it brings us together to work on resolving these conflicts overseas.
Also expected to speak are Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. The meeting comes as there is speculation that Vice President Biden may also enter the race for the Democratic nomination. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.